Therapy Chat Podcast, episode 196.
This is the Therapy Chat Podcast with Laura Reagan, LCSWC. The information shared in this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health professional. And now, here's your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC.
Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now, for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hi, welcome back to Therapy Chat. I'm your host, Laura Reagan, and still on hiatus right now, but I'm replaying for you some of my very favorite episodes that you might have missed in the past. This week is me talking about some of the surprising ways that trauma can show up in our lives that we don't always think. And you will hear me talking about one of the phrases that I hear spoken probably more than anything else in my practice, which is, but so many people have been through so much worse. So tune in and maybe you'll learn a new way of thinking about trauma. I'd love to know what you think about it. I'm so happy because we are just a couple thousand downloads away from 2 million over the lifetime of Therapy Chat, which is now 4 years old. So that's a really cool milestone. And thank you all for making it happen. Until next time, thanks for listening to Therapy Chat. Therapy Chat podcast wouldn't exist without the support of its listeners. If you'd like to become a member, please go to patreon.com/therapychat. By making a $1 per month donation, you can help Therapy Chat keep going over the long haul. Thank you for your support. Hi, welcome back to Therapy Chat. I'm your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC. And it's been a while since I've done an episode where I wasn't interviewing anybody. I think I did one in November or December, but this is April. I still have tons of interviews ahead to share with you. But I wanted to add in this episode to talk just by myself. In episode 79, I talked with Dr. Gabor Mate. That was a really fascinating discussion that we had about the effects of traumatic stress during any stage of development, including even in utero, on our childhood and adult physical, emotional, and mental health. So in that interview, we talked about trauma, and I wanted to go into it a little bit more. We defined what trauma was in that interview, and I find that there's a lot of confusion on people's parts. I find that many people are confused about really what trauma is. So I wrote a blog post about it, but not everybody reads the blog. Some people like to get their information from the podcast. So I thought I'd share it here too. So it's this idea of trauma may not be what you think. So when you hear the word trauma, typically most people consider that experiences that could be traumatic would include things like a plane crash, a house fire, being in a major car accident, maybe serving in the military and participating in combat, living in a war zone. And it's true that all of those things can cause someone to experience trauma symptoms, but there are many other traumatic experiences which are really much more common in the general population, and we don't always recognize them as being traumatic. I've talked to many people who have survived house fires or military combat, and even then, most often when I describe that these experiences, which pretty much most people would agree are considered to be experiences fitting the definition of trauma, and when I mention to people, you know, is it possible that you could have experienced trauma after your house fire, the person sitting with me in the therapy space often says, well, I don't really think of it as traumatic. I mean, so many people have been through so much worse. And that is a very interesting statement to me because I hear it a lot, and I'll explain more about that in a minute. So going back to my first point, that there are many traumatic experiences which are more common to most of us than plane crashes and military combat, I want to kind of just ask you to consider whether any of these things have ever happened to you. Have you ever lost someone who was dear to you? Have you ever witnessed violence and felt helpless to do anything about it? Think about your family, maybe during childhood, at school. Have you ever experienced any unwanted sexual touching, being hit or hurt as punishment, feeling unsafe in your home, feeling unsafe outside of your home in your community, being afraid that one of your family members would physically hurt you, being bullied in your family, at school, or in your community? Some other types of trauma that we don't always think of as experiences that could be traumatic may be more common. So, for example, when it comes to sexual violence, and I define that as any unwanted touching of your sexual body parts or any touching of your private areas that you felt powerless to stop, it's so much more common than most people realize. For example, 1 out of 5 women has experienced some kind of unwanted sexual touching. So look around. If you're a woman and there are 4 women nearby, one of you has probably experienced unwanted sexual touching. Most of us don't even identify many of these experiences as sexual assault because they happen so often to us and people that we know that we think it's normal. But thinking it's normal doesn't mean you're unaffected by such experiences. So I've talked a lot about childhood sexual abuse and sexual assault at any age on my podcast, including last year during April, which is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And here we are in April again. So of course, although I talk about sexual assault pretty much every month, I'm going to mention it now. And while we're speaking about gender-based violence, intimate partner violence is another common cause of trauma. Children who witness domestic violence in their homes often become adults who are in abusive relationships. That may mean that they are the person who's being abused, or they may be the person doing the abuse. And I'm defining intimate partner violence as pushing and shoving, the larger, stronger, or more aggressive partner using the threat of violence to intimidate and control the smaller or less aggressive partner, It can also include controlling one partner's whereabouts, isolating them from their friends and other sources of support. Children often feel they need to intervene to protect one parent when there's domestic violence in the home, and children can get hurt this way, not just physically, but it's certainly very emotionally harmful for them. When children feel responsible for protecting adults, they're doing so to help themselves feel safe. And if the adults aren't safe, the kids aren't safe. Physical violence is another confusing experience which we often struggle to characterize as being traumatic. There are many ways children can experience physical violence in childhood under the umbrella of punishment. I know several people in my personal life who were hit by their parents with wooden spoons, hairbrushes, belts, brooms, and they laughingly tell of running away from their parents or putting a book in their pants to avoid the pain. And if you ask any of these people, was that a traumatic experience? They will likely laugh and say, I deserved it. I was a mischievous kid. I was always acting up. My mom had to do that to keep me under control. But children depend on their parents for love and protection. It's a very confusing message that the person you trust to keep you safe also hits you and hurts you to teach you to behave properly. That was common in the 1960s and before, but we now know hitting children does not make them behave better. In fact, it often increases undesired behavior. It's hard to admit to ourselves that our parent did something that harmed us. And since a child depends on their parent being benevolent in order to feel safe in the world, the child tells him or herself that they're the bad one. In reality, parents who used physical punishment often believed they were doing what was right, and certainly what was done to them in most cases. Even so, I've heard far too many stories of the parent hitting the child with an object until the object broke, or using a wooden spoon of just the right size and shape to hurt the most, to deny that sometimes the parent's anger was running the show in those situations. Another common but often overlooked experience which causes trauma is called childhood emotional neglect. This term, which was coined by Dr. Janice Webb, refers to experiences in childhood of not having your emotional needs met by the adults who took care of you. It could be because your parent grew up with their own emotional needs unmet, so they didn't know how to meet yours. It could be because they were depressed or affected by substance abuse or chronically ill or taking care of a family member who was chronically ill, or they may have been physically absent for a variety of reasons. I talked with Janice Webb about childhood emotional neglect, and you can listen to that interview. I thought it was really good, and I've actually gotten a lot of great feedback about it. I'll put a link in the show notes. Childhood emotional neglect is a type of attachment trauma. It affects the brain as a trauma, and it changes the development process in the brain. So this is what Dr. Gabor Mate was talking about. So those are some examples of things that may have happened that you might not think were traumatic, but if you are having a really rough time and you've kind of been depressed or unhappy most of your life, it might have something to do with those experiences if you've been through them. So I'm going to talk a little bit about how trauma makes us feel. If you've listened to this podcast before, you probably know that I specialize in working with people who've experienced trauma in childhood, particularly emotional neglect, sexual assault, witnessing domestic violence, or physical abuse. I mentioned earlier that it's interesting that people who've lived through house fires or military combat often say, I don't think of it as traumatic because so many other people have been through so much worse. Well, guess what? My clients who have been physically, emotionally, and sexually abused say the same thing. Another thing they often say is, it wasn't that bad because I had a roof over my head. I never went hungry. I always had clean clothes to wear. And it's great that your basic needs were met, but emotional needs are important too. Trauma makes you think that what you went through isn't that bad. But there's a part of you that knows that it was very hurtful. And that part might be an inner voice that says, you deserved the abuse because you were a bad kid. Now I'm going to respond to that as adult me. There's nothing you could have done as a child that warrants you being kicked, slapped, punched, whipped, hit with a hairbrush, forced to participate in sexual activity before you were old enough to understand what was happening, being called stupid, told you were worthless, beaten with a broom. Whatever it was, children are small and powerless. The adults in their lives should not hurt them. And that voice inside that tells you your pain isn't real or isn't worthy of being addressed, or maybe even that you're too screwed up to be helped, is not accurate. So as you're listening to this, you may be thinking, wow, I have experienced trauma and I think it may have affected me. So what do you do? Well, it's really important to find a therapist who understands the effects of trauma on child development and has specialized training in trauma recovery. There are many therapists out there who don't have in-depth training about trauma and may not understand the effects or how to help people heal from it. And it's really important to find someone who does. And I'm not judging. You know, we all have learned from different perspectives. And I'm even finding out that people who graduated from grad school, even in the past couple of years, are not learning about trauma in school. So some programs do cover it and some don't. But it doesn't matter if you didn't learn about it in school. It's never too late. There are many ways to learn more about helping people who've experienced trauma. And if you want to know what they are, get in touch with me. I'll be happy to recommend and talk with you about programs that you can get more training and skill in working with survivors of trauma. I'm a board-approved clinical supervisor in the state of Maryland, and I offer clinical consultation for anyone around the world who wants to talk about their work with trauma survivors. I love doing that work, and I'm also starting some groups for therapists, including an LGSW supervision group for Maryland, postgraduate social workers, and a Daring Way group for therapists, a weekly group in person in Maryland. And if there's interest, I may start a Daring Way group online for therapists as well. So get in touch with me if you're interested in finding out more of any of those things. And if you are someone who's experienced trauma and you want help, the first step is understanding that your trauma is real. It matters. And you can feel better. You actually can feel better than you may have ever believed was possible. The hard part is trusting a therapist to help you. And I know there are many caring and skilled trauma therapists out there who want to help. In fact, I'm getting to know many of them across the country through my new Facebook group. And, you know, I'm happy to send referrals to them. So anyone who contacts me looking for a trauma therapist, I'll be happy to share names if that would be beneficial. You know, you can look on psychologytoday.com. It's a great way to find therapists and look for ones who say they specialize in trauma and PTSD. Or go on the ISSTD website and find a therapist who belongs to that organization. You can also look on the National Child Traumatic Stress Network website. I'll have links to all of these in the show notes. The Sensory Motor Psychotherapy Institute, EMDR International Association, the Sidran Institute, Somatic Experiencing Institute, and RAINN.org, RAINN.org, will have a list of crisis centers for survivors of sexual violence. So particular care directed towards that type of trauma. And you can get in touch with me through my website, therapychatpodcast.com. You'll see how to email me through there, and I'll be happy to help if I can. You know, if you're in Maryland, I would love to work with you. And if you're not in Maryland, I'm certainly happy to try to help you connect with someone who would be a good fit. So I hope this information has been helpful to you. This is not a substitute for therapy, but this is information about what trauma can be and how it makes people feel. In my next discussion about this, I'm going to talk about when your partner doesn't understand your trauma, another big issue that I see frequently in my practice. So, until next time, thanks so much for listening.
Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Today's episode is sponsored by Therapy Notes. Being a therapist in private practice, there is a lot to keep track of. I know for me, as an owner of a group practice now with 5 clinicians, including myself, I would not be able to manage my practice without my EHR system, and I use Therapy Notes. And we use Therapy Notes for scheduling, billing, and managing all the clinical documentation. If you're a therapist who's thinking about getting an EHR for your practice, I highly recommend Therapy Notes. Get 2 free months by going to therapynotes.com and using keyword therapy chat. That's therapynotes.com and use the promo code therapy chat. Just another reminder that if you'd like to become a member of Therapy Chat, supporting the podcast while receiving fun member perks and being able to communicate with me one-on-one, go to patreon.com/therapychat. If every subscriber donated just $1 per month, Therapy Chat would be able to keep going strong indefinitely. Thanks so much for your support.
Thank you for listening to Therapy Chat with your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC. For more information, please visit therapychatpodcast.com.